Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Shoftim, Chapter 4. Let's begin Chapter 4, and in fact, I'd like to start from the final Pasuk of Chapter 3, where it says, V'acharav haya Shamgar ben Anat. We hear about somebody called Shamgar ben Anat, who strikes the Plishtim, 600 men, with a Malmad Bakar, with some sort of implement for cattle, and saved Israel. This is one of those Shoftim one-liners. There are many Shoftim who we only hear about two or three verses. They don't follow the cycle. Why are they here? What do they express? We're going to talk about later on in the Sefer. But not for now. So let's go back, chapter 4, the cycle. And it tells us that Bnei Israel do evil in God's eyes. Ehud is dead. They get delivered into the hands of Yavin, the king of Canaan, whose capital city is Chatzor, Hashem Malach B'Chatzor, who has an army officer called Sisra in Charoshet Goyim, with 900 iron chariots. And Bnei Israel cry out, 20 years. Of occupation by Yavin Melech Canaan and his henchman, his army officer, Sisra. Who are these people? Where are these places? Let's talk about it. We've already met the city of Chatzor. For those who don't know, Chatzor is north of Rosh Pina, halfway between Rosh Pina and Kiryat Shmona, up in the Etzba HaGalil, the Galilee Panhandle. Now, it was the ringleader of the northern campaign with Joshua. And Joshua destroyed the city. However, they are back. It seems like Yavin managed to, and even there, the king was called Yavin. Maybe this is his son or his grandson. Whichever way, they've restored their hegemony in the north. And they don't only control the area of Naphtali, Etzba HaGalil, and the hills around, but they extend all the way to Charoshet HaGoyim, which is in the Jezreel Valley. This is a huge expanse of the north of Israel. And they are ruling these valleys with their 900 iron chariots. In ancient reality, a chariot is like a tank. You can't fight it on foot. And what exactly are we going to do? How are we going to extricate ourselves from this situation? In our next chapter, the Shirav Devorah, we're going to hear about Bimei Ya'el Chadlu Arachot. They couldn't use the roads. People who wanted to go on the highways would go roundabout ways. Why? Because they were so badly occupied that they couldn't use the highways. They would steal their produce. They would tax them terribly. And the only way they could do was to go around the roadblocks. They had to go on all sorts of side roads and by roads to avoid the roadblocks with Sisra's sentries, with Sisra's armed guards. So these are the bad times. Verse 4, we meet Devorah, who is a Isha Neviyah. She's a prophetess. He Shofta Israel Beizahi. She judges Israel. And it seems like, indeed, she would sit under her Tomer Devorah, under her palm tree, much further south, in Beit El, in Har Ephraim, and people would come to Mishpat. If she's a prophet, then why is she judging? What exactly does Mishpat mean? Does it mean Mishpat mean advice to tell them the future? Or maybe she did both. Maybe she was a prophetess. And she also judged people, but she is a religious figure. She isn't going to fight wars. Number one, she's a woman, and women didn't go to war. Number two, she's a spiritual person. She needs someone to help her. So she, Vatishlach Vatikrala Barak ben Avinoam Mikedesh Naphtali. She sends for Barak, the son of Avinoam, from Kedesh Naphtali, which is right in the north, right by Chatzor. Some of you might know Ramot Naphtali, which sits above the Chula Valley, very close to Chatzor. So she calls to Barak and says, gather 10,000 men from Naphtali and Zvulun, and I will draw you to Nachal Kishon. We'll talk about Nachal Kishon. I'll draw Sisra and his army to you and deliver them in your hands. Barak says, Im telchimi v'halachti, v'im lo telchimi emi lo elech. Devorah, if you come with me, I'll go. I'll do it. But if you don't come with me, I won't go. Here, let me say two things. Number one, we are going to see throughout Shoftim that the leader, the Shofet, is always from the tribe which is invaded. In the last chapter, Ehud ben Gera from Binyamin, and they, what was invaded was Jericho in the tribe of Benjamin. Here, the north, the tribe of Naphtali, is invaded from Chatzor, and so we look for a person from Naphtali. But why does he want Devorah to come with him? It's simply back to that notion of the Spirit of God. He doesn't have the confidence. He wants God to be with him, and if the prophet is with him, then everything will be fine. Here they go with 10,000 men. Now that's not a lot of people. Throughout Sefer Shoftim, the armies are never bigger than 30,000 people. Let me just say that in the first war of Shaul, when we have a king, he has 330,000 people. Only 10,000 people, that means a minuscule number of people. Most people are terrified, and you can only draw on a certain sector, the most motivated, out of two tribes of Israel, Naphtali and Zebulun. And look at the difference. It says, Ve'azek barak et Zebulun ve Naphtali kadesha. They go to Kadesh, Vayal Braglav, and they go up on foot, Aseret Alafim Ish, Batali Modvora. In the meantime, Sisra comes, Vayazek Sisra et Kol Rechbo, Shameot Rechev Barzel. We've got the 10,000 on foot and these 900 tanks in the valley. And what is going to happen? And at the key moment, Devorah says to Barach, Kum, Kizeh Hayom Hashem Atan Hashem et Sisra B'yadecha. Go! This is the day that Sisra has delivered them in your hands. Hashem Yatsa Lefanecha, God is before you. And Barak goes charging down from Har Tabor. Har Tabor is one of the hills which dominates the valley of Emek Yisrael, a certain segment of it, with his 10,000 men. And at this point, Vayaham, key word, Vayaham Hashem et Sisra. What is Vayaham? Sometimes in English it's translated as confounded. He confused them. But what we're really going to be talking about here is the situation of a storm. A storm because Barak is going down by foot. The chariots are in the valley. And if it rains in Emek Yisrael, the chariots are going to get stuck in the mud. And we remember this phrase from Shirat Hayam, where we are told the same verse, Vayaham et Machane Mitzrayim, Vayhi b'ashmorat haboker, it was in the morning, Vayashkef Hashem al Machane Mitzrayim, Ba'amud eish va'anan, Vayaham et Machane Mitzrayim. And suddenly, all of Pharaoh's chariots get stuck in the mud. Here, Sisra's chariots get stuck in the mud. And suddenly, it is Sisra, not Barak, who is at a disadvantage. Because what do we read about Sisra? Vayanas baraglav. And he goes running away by foot. Check it out in the end of verse 15. Vayeretz Sisra me'al merkava, vayanas baraglav. At this point, we need to talk a little bit about the family of Ya'el, Eshet Chever HaKeni. We were told about Chever HaKeni, the family of Chever, who is from Keni. They are Mibnei Chovav, Choten Moshe. They are the family of Yitro. And it seems like, it tells us, that these people had a brit, they had a covenant with Sisra. Shalom bein Yavin Melech Chatzor uvein Beit Chever HaKeni. There was peace between Yavin and Beit Chever HaKeni. The family of Yitro are always liminal characters. They apparently have a good relationship with the Jews, but they also have a good relationship with our enemies. They sort of sit there like Switzerland, claiming neutrality. But in this case, where there's a war, they have to choose a side. And it seems like Ya'el quickly understood who was winning. And she told Sisra, Sura Adoni, Sura Eli, Al Tira, come to me, I'll protect you. She covers him with a blanket and she gives him chalav, which sends him to sleep. And at the key moment, she takes out the tent peg and kills him. And Barak running after Sisra, and she comes out to meet him. Vihine Sisra nofel meit. So once again, the interestingly enough, when Barak turned to Devorah and said, you have to come with me or else I won't go, she had warned him. Efes ki lo tia tifartecha la derech hashata olech ki biyad isha yimkor Hashem et Sisra. If you don't go alone, then the victory will be signed off in the hands of a woman. I don't know what Devorah was thinking. After all, she was a prophetess, but In the end, it seems to be Yael who gains the ultimate victory and not Devorah. So once again, the tables turn, and instead of Yael being an ally to Sisera, she is the person who brings about his death. God defeated Yavin Melech Kanaan lifnei bnei Israel. The next chapter is going to put this into a song form, Shirat Devorah, and that's what we will do next time. See you then. We'll have a lot more to say about this story when we read the Shira. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.